कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापतन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम गौरतिशे मरी मैया कहाँ गई? And he has a daughter named Rukmini. Beautiful, so much beautiful that at that time in whole world she was in it. And as she was beautiful, she was so much qualified in all arts, in everything, all qualities very important. In the boyhood, Nara came there. He was glorifying Krishna. That Krishna is very beautiful and he has all qualities in him. So beautiful. He looks like always at the age of 60, not more than that. Though he is now about more than 100, but yet he is like 60, very powerful, and he has left at Govardhan. He has defeated so many demons in Vrindavan, and he has killed Krishna. Kansa, and so many demons. He was so beautiful when actually he was in the age of 14, 15, 16, that even deer, animals, cows, calves, they used to love Krishna. What to tell of gopis? Almost all the gopis, they gave their life and soul in the lotus feet of Krishna. So Krishna is very, Krishna was very, Nara was telling that in this world, nowadays, Krishna having all possessing all the qualities in him, and he is the strongest person in the world. Anyone cannot defeat him. He will not be old at any time. Always like young and young. So, hearing this, the baby Rukmini from very little age, he wanted to know more and more about Krishna. And when he became about 12 years age. Now she was going to mature his age, but not mature. She was most beautiful in at that time. So when she heard the glories and the beauties of and sweetness of Krishna, she gave her heart in the lotus feet of Krishna. And decided that I will marry only Krishna in this world. I cannot marry anyone of this world. So she decided this. But he did not tell anything to their parents and anyone. But when he became of 16, his father and mother wanted to choose any very good bride. They also heard about Krishna, they knew about Krishna. They also decided that we should give marry this our daughter to Krishna. But the brother of Rukmini was a friend of Jarasandha, Kamsa, Shishupal, of all the demons. And he was like a demon. He was against Krishna. So he did not want it that my dear this sister should not be married with Krishna. But Rukmini, she has given heart to Krishna and decided that I will not marry anyone except Krishna. But the king now, the father of Rukmini, now became old, and the brother of Rukmini, that is Rukmi, now he was so young, of 25, 26, and very, very strong. So he decided that I will give my sister marriage to Shishupal. He was also a very strong personality of person, but he was against always Krishna. He was somewhat like brother to Krishna, maternal cousin. But he was always against. So he decided that I will marry my sister to Shishupal. And he invited Shishupal. And he fixed a date that in this date you should all come with Jarasandha and so many strong kings, and I will marry my sister to you. So date was fixed. Rukmini knew, and she was very much worried for this. Unko jab malum hua Rukmini to badi dukhi hui. हमने तो विवाह कर लिया है पर रस्म बाकी है. आई हैव डन माय मैरिज ओनली सम फॉर्मेलिटी हैज टू बी डन. इफ एनीवन गिव्स हिज हार्ट टू एनीवन एक्चुअली दिस इज रियल मैरिज एंड इफ द हार्ट ऑफ एनी गर्ल नॉट गिवन टू एनीवन एंड फादर मदर और पेरेंट्स और एनीवन by force they give the marriage, this is not actual marriage. Marriage is that if any girl is charmed with the beauty, with the strongness, with the other thing of a good boy, and she gives her heart knowingly or unwillingly, this is the real marriage. Like Sita gave her heart to Ramchandra before marriage, and she never married anyone else. Like Draupadi, Draupadi gave her heart to Arjun, and he never married anyone else. Karna, Dushasana, Duryodhana, they wanted to marry her. Never. You know, Prithviraj and उसकी स्त्री कन्या नहीं पृथ्वीराज की जयचंद की लड़की संयुक्ता यू नो संयुक्ता he gave her heart to Prithviraj and his father wanted that he should be married to others but she jumped up on the horse of Prithviraj and in the same way she was thinking Rukmini that I cannot marry, I may die, I take poison, I may lose my life and but I will never marry anyone. All the kings with
army,
Shishupal, they came there in Vidarbha state, Vidarbhunka Rajdhani, Vidarbha Mayai, with so many militaries, big, big militaries, so many commanders, with weapons, they came. Next day, the date of marriage was there. Bharat Rukmini told that I will never marry that person, Prema. I will marry only Krishna. So he wrote and gave it a very good Brahmin book. Brahmin. He is Purohit. Purohit Janti.
Priest.
Priest. And told that you should quickly go and today, just today, and you should return back in the night with Krishna. Otherwise, my body will be there, only body, no life, nothing. I cannot marry with a jackal. I have given my heart to a lion. This body cannot be given to any jackal or a lion. And he told in letter that, O Krishna, you are my husband. Because I have promised, I have given my heart, so it cannot be changed. Indian lady are so chaste that if they have given words to anyone, oh, that's marriage is done. If a girl has given his hand to anyone and this hand cannot come again, like the daughter of Shukracharya, he took out from a well, Yajati, and then, oh, she told that, oh, you have caught my hand, now you are my husband. He told that, oh, I am Kshatri, and you are Brahmin. So, I cannot marry you. But she told that, oh, I have given my heart everything. Then you will have to take
permission
from your father Shukracharya. To say yes. And she took permission and then. So similarly, Rukmini wrote a letter to Krishna that Krishna, at once he should come in the night, because tomorrow they marry me with Shishupal, but he is jackal. I am married with Singha. You are like lion. So if you are not coming, then no harm. All will see this dead body, and they can marry my dead body. When Krishna knew this, he became so great. He, at that time in Sudharma Sabha, all were present there. He told nothing to anyone. And he went out of Sudharma Sabha and at once on a chariot. And he started. Baldev also followed him with
soldiers
and army. Krishna went there. And when there was about sun to rise in morning, very morning, and whole night, what became of Rukmini? Wetting, and taking bath with tears, always. What to do? Wetting eagerly. When it was morning, then Brahmin came and he told that Krishna has also become so happy. Then in evening there were Muhurta Janti hai. Muhurta mane kya? Vivaha ka Muhurta. Auspicious time for marriage. So before that, in the evening, there was any riti, there was any rule and regulation.
Custom.
In Indian custom, that before marriage, the girl should go to Bhavani Devi, Parvati, and worship Parvati, and take
benediction,
and then she should go to marriage. Rukmini was going there, and she was so beautiful, even demigods saw and became sad. All wanted to marry Rukmini. But Rukmini was not looking here and there. And she went inside the temple, and he was praying with tears. O Devi, please give me benediction that this should be my husband, and I should be married with him. At once, all saw that like a thunder in the sky, in the very darkness, as it comes thunderbolt, at once, Krishna jumped in the, all the soldiers were in guard, and Krishna appeared with his
chariot.
And when he was there, and Rukmini at once knew that Krishna has come, and at once she worshipped Bhavani and came out of the temple, and he jumped on the chariot, nothing to take. Krishna did not took like this. She jumped the chariot and he took the
reins
of horses. And Krishna took his bow and arrow. And he defeated all the kings. And Rukmini was so brave. And she was so expert in
driving chariot.
Also she used to know shooting and everything. So expert. She was so brave and so bold and strong also. She could have defeated Shishupal and others also. So Krishna was fighting and she was, and thus Krishna defeated all. In the meantime, Baldev Prabhu also came, and a big battle was there, and all were defeated. Shishupal and all. Rukmi also. Then Krishna took Rukmini on chariot and began to come towards Dwarka. Baldev was also following. And the brother of Rukmini, what he was doing, he was following with bow and arrow to Krishna and Rukmini. And he promised that I will never return to my kingdom unless I will defeat Krishna and take my sister with me, and then I will marry to Shishupal. But Krishna defeated Rukmi, and Baldev Prabhu came at once. Krishna wanted to kill him, but Baldev Prabhu told, oh, you should not kill, because he is brother of your now wife. Though marriage was not done, but Rukmini has adopted you like her husband. So no, you are husband. So you should not kill him. Krishna told that I promised that I should kill him. Then what should I do? Baldev Prabhu told that if you want to make anger your wife, then you can. So I think that it will not be justified to kill him. Krishna told that I have promised. Then Krishna told that if there is a person who is very aristocratic family person, then he should be
dishonored.
How he kept so many
sikhas,
and he saved him so many half like this, only half, and he kept so much some here. No? And all here, so, set here. But he kept some here. And so many tikka here and there. And thus he was dishonored. And then he left that. Then he became so. वो बहुत लज्जित हो गया एंड वो कभी अपने घर में नहीं लौटा उसी जंगल में अपनी राजधानी बना करके फिर राजधानी बनाया ही नेवर रिटर्न टू हिज किंगडम ही मेड ए न्यू किंगडम देयर एंड ही बिगन टू बी देयर सो कृष्ण मेन देन द्वारका ऑन दीपावली बड़ी जोश से हुई दीपावली मैंने दीपावली दीपावली यू नो
लैंड्स
ऑल ओवर किंगडम एंड दे welcomed Rukmini and Krishna and also Baldev Prabhu. So, इसलिए यदि किसी का सगाई हो गया ना तो इसका मतलब क्या है शादी हो गई और रस्म केवल बाकी है समझ रही हैं आप ना यदि सगाई हो गई किसी कारण से तो इसका मतलब हो जी विवाह हो गया केवल रस्म बाकी है और उसमें ये नहीं देखना है जैसे पीछे क्या है हमारी भारतीय रमणियों का ये विवाह का विधि है यदि ये सोचता है कि ये सगाई हो गई किंतु ये लड़का कमाऊ नहीं है या ठीक नहीं है क्यों कि थोड़ा सा वस्ता धनी नहीं है और लड़का सुलक्षण है किंतु कमा नहीं रहा है कोई हर्ज नहीं जो कोई लड़का खूब कमा रहा हो इफ ए मैन इज वर्किंग सो मच एंड ही इज अर्निंग सो मच मनी एंड देन ए गर्ल हैज वाज मैरिड बट इट मे बी दैट आफ्टर मैरिज दैट बिजनेस विल गो डाउन इट मे बी कोई ठीक नहीं है जो भी बिजनेस नहीं कर रहा है वो हो सकता है विवाह के बाद में फिर बिजनेस करने लगे वो धनी हो जाए और जिसका बिजनेस है उसका बिजनेस फेल हो सकता है कोई ठीक नहीं इसलिए जब हो गया मन में संकल्प कर लिया उसको जरूर विवाह करने चाहिए धन बड़ी चीज है धर्म बड़ी चीज है ना हमारे लिए भारतीय रमणियों के लिए ये चीज बहुत बड़ा भारी संपत्ति है पति यदि लंगड़ा लूल्हा कमाने वाला नहीं हो निर्धन भी हो तो भी पत्नी उसकी सेवा करेगी और पति भी उसकी सब समय सेवा करेगा उसके इच्छा अनुसार में कार्य करेगा इसलिए निश्चिंत होकर के तुम लोग काम करो डरने की और चिंता करने की कोई भी बात नहीं है ना हमने देखा जब जब विवाह के समय बहुत धनी था और कुछ दिनों के बाद में बिजनेस फेल हो गया गरीब हो गया तो इसलिए अपने पति को छोड़ देगी ऐसा नहीं ये अमेरिका में इंग्लैंड में और जापान इत्यादि में ये सब में हो अरे यहाँ नहीं भारतीय नहीं इसलिए भारतीय लोग सुखी हैं गरीब होने पर भी सुखी हैं एक एनीवन इज नॉट मिलियनर्स एंड ही इज पुअर बट ही इज हैप्पी ही इज कॉम एंड क्वाइट नो प्रॉब्लम And if a man is so, like Clinton, Clinton. And he is president of America, and he has a very beautiful
wife,
and they, और उनकी लड़की भी बड़ी सुंदरी है But he met a girl officeman, and He lost himself. So Indian ladies are, persons are not like that. He will never be happy. Whole world is now laughing at him. So Indian ladies not like this. Or Indian persons not like Western. ये कैसे संभव है? यदि भक्ति होगी तो कैसे भक्ति हो इफ देर इज भक्ति देन मे वी कैन बी स्ट्रांग लाइक दिस बट इफ यू हैव नो कृष्ण भक्ति वी कैन नॉट बी स्ट्रांग सो मच वी आर बाउंड टू व्हाट चेंज और cab, this way, divorce.
Divorce.
We cannot be happy. You know that there was a Brahmin and he was so realized so. His name was Yajnavalkya. Yajnavalkya ka naam suna hoga, shayad nahi ho. Maharaj Janak ke ye purohit the aur guru the. He was the guru of Maharaj Janak. You know that Janak was not a very simple person, he was a realized person. And so many rishi like Kudai Goswami and others, he used to go to him. He has two wives, Maitreya and Kaityayani. Unki do istriyan thi, Maitreya aur Kaityayani. They have some children, sons and daughters. And when Jagabal became, and he crossed 50, 60 years age, then one day he went to his wives, Kaityayani and Maitreya. He first went to his senior wife, Kaityayani, and I crossed the age of 15 or 60. Now I want to go to forest and to meditate Krishna. He told also that I have given you son and daughters, so much wealth, so much gold, so much cows, so much good buildings. I have given everything what a person needs. What you need? Son, daughter, wealth, building, gardens, so many cows, lakhs and lakhs cows. So, you should permit me to go to jungle and I should concentrate on my mind on Krishna. She told them, yes, you can go, no harm. Because I am happy with my children and you have given everything. Then he went to Maitreya and asked that, my dear, my darling wife, I have given you son and daughters. Also, I have given him so much wealth, so much gold, gardens, cows, everything I have given. Now I have crossed the age of 60. I have to meditate now Krishna. I want to live a householder life. So please order me. Because order is also essential. Anyone should take sannyas. If he wants to take sannyas, then he should ask his wife. Sometimes she is needed, but when no attachment, oh, he can give up world without taking any permission from anyone. So he asked her permission. She told that, I have given me children. You have given so much wealth, so much cow, so much gold, so big, good building, garden, everything you have given. But why you are going to jungle now? You have all this same thing, what you have given to me. Then why you are going? I want to ask you that what you have given to me, wealth, gold, children, everything. By this, anyone can be happy in this world or not? Can be anyone happy in this world by all these things? And if anyone can be happy, why you are not happy? Why you are getting all and taking renounce order and you are going to meditate? So, please tell me, will I be happy? Then he embraced her wife and told, Oh, really, you are my wife. Ardhangini. Ardhangini, you know? Half body. Now I am going to tell you that all this what I have given to you cannot make anyone, even an ant or anyone, animals, cannot give happiness and calm of life. Never, never, never. Only you should realize that I am Atma, part and parcel of Krishna. I am an eternal servant of maid servant of Krishna. And then meditating on him. And after that, when matured bhakti, then give up this body and also mind, and pure our Atma goes to Vrindavan. This is the success of this life. Otherwise, one cannot be happy in this world. Unless he realized Krishna mercy and he matured in bhakti and detached with this world, and attachment comes in Krishna, lot of faith, then his life is successful. And he will never have to come in the womb of any mother. Otherwise, he will have to come in this world and to be in the chain of life, birth and death, sufferings and so on. So Indian ladies should have marriage and meet both together. They should worship Krishna. This is the aim of and life of and aim on object of this life. Gaur Premanande, my heartly blessings to you and your mother, your father. You should be happy in this world. I think that you are feeling some happiness. ठीक, बहुत अच्छा, मैं इसको देखकर तो बहुत प्रसन्न होगा. मैं इतना जल्दी किसी को हरिनाम नहीं देता, शिष्य नहीं बना, किंतु उसके रिलेशन से, जानकी के अपने रिलेशन से, उसने सब कुछ मेरे लिए छोड़ दिया. पहला उनका जो गुरु था ना, उनको भी छोड़ दिया, इसीलिए जो कृष्ण की तरफ नहीं, हमने उसको जानकी से एकदम बना दिया, राधिका दासी उसको बना दिया. जानकी बड़ी बहनों में सबसे बड़ी, बहुत अच्छा कीर्तन करती है. उसका कैसेट है तुम लोग के पास, भेजा है? ठीक, कैसेट लगाना, बहुत अच्छा. लो महामंत्र.